Business English Power, Episode 32. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, and also during my time spent as a corporate trainer in Japan. Thank you so much for listening today. We've got a great episode. We're going to get it back into some pronunciation. And so it's been a while since we've done some of that. So let's get into that. It's always a good topic. One of my favorites as well. And I'm glad to be back into it today. We're going to practice speaking and pronouncing seven common company department names. So you can also get familiar with what they do and kind of identify them in your company. And it's also good to be able to say these very smoothly and accurately so that people can understand what you are referring to when you are talking about company departments. All right, so we'll get into it in just a second. Please make sure to subscribe to Business English Power. Don't miss another episode. If you missed any, shame on you. Go back and listen to the ones that you missed. No, I'm just joking. Please subscribe. I would love it if you did. And follow if you are doing it in Spotify or Amazon Music, or I'm sure there's a lot that I'm forgetting whenever I list these off, but whatever you're listening, please remember to follow, and I would appreciate that very much. And that also makes sure that you don't miss a single episode, because why would you want to miss an episode? All right, so let's get to our topic today, pronunciation, and we're going to talk about some very common company departments. Okay, so I want you to think about this in your company if you're working. What department do you work for? And what departments do you interact with on a regular basis? Well, think about that. And then also, have you met anyone or do you have any friends who work in other departments at their companies? Okay, so start to think about and brainstorm these different departments and see if any of these are the ones that I mentioned. We're going to talk about seven here today. Of course, there are more than seven. But these are some of the most common ones, so you can start with these and make sure you get these down so that you're very comfortable, and then start branching out a little more and learning a few others. But this will get you started on a good note. So let's start with our first department. This one is called Human Resources. Now, what is Human Resources? Okay, so Human Resources is responsible for a lot of the staffing duties, okay, finding, recruiting, day-to-day, like payroll, as we call it. So, you know, making sure that the employees get paid on time, making sure that people's insurance is in place, that kind of thing, right? So that's called human resources, okay? So let's break it up. We're going to talk about the first word, human. Okay, so we got our H sound, and we don't see it in the word, but it's kind of like a H-Y sound, like a hue, right? Not who, but hue. Okay, so we're going to say human. Okay, not man, but men, human. So just kind of a neutral sound there on the men. So human, please repeat after me, human. And if you need to slow it down, go ahead and, you know, practice slowly. I'm just speaking it to a native speed so you can hear that. Human. Okay. The next part is resources. Okay, so we have our first part, re. Again, remember with our R sound, our R at the beginning position, and we're going to say re. Now remember, to make that hard R sound, we're going to lock our tongue into our top position there and our teeth. And if you want more, check out my pronunciation course. We go deeply into this, okay? But again, you're going to lock your tongue and kind of pucker your lips like you're about to whistle, and then kind of pull it back and say re. Make the re sound, okay? And then we're going to say soar. Soar. Like we're talking about flying, right? Soar. Like a bird soars. So we have our soar. And that's the R sound now at the end position. Okay, so you want to practice making that sound as well. Soar and then says. And then that's a neutral sound, so resources. Okay, so please repeat after me. Resources. Okay, human resources. Okay, very good. So please try to sound like me when you're pronouncing these words. Really go for it, okay? Try to really sound like me as I'm pronouncing them as naturally as I can. Now, one nice tip on this one is a lot of people will abbreviate it to HR. So you can practice saying that as well. HR. Okay, and when we practice that, remember that most people don't say HR. They don't separate the two. They kind of blend them together. So it's instead of HR, it's HR. Okay, so you can practice that one. HR. Okay, so for a sentence, let's say, let's use a simple name. We'll say, Emily works in human resources. Okay. And you can also say this, Emily works in HR. All right, nice job. Nicely done. Let's move on to our next one. Okay, so we got to keep moving along here. That's where we're going to be brief because we got to get these down. Now the next one, we're going to put two things together just to cover them both. But we're going to put finance and accounting together. Okay, even though they're maybe two separate departments, but we're going to put them together. So let's talk about finance and accounting. Okay, so accounting, of course, takes care of the bookkeeping, the daily records of the expenses and the revenue coming into the company. And finance maybe talks about investing and things like that of the company's assets, things like that. So finance, again, we're going to say, start with our F sound, and we're going to say phi. Okay, so we have that true I sound, phi. Nance. Okay, so we're going to say nan, we're going to have that flat A sound, as I call it. Some people might call it a short A, nance. Okay, and we're going to end with that CE, okay? So nance, silent E, of course. So please repeat after me, finance. Okay, very good. And accounting. So here, if you can say, to start with the regular neutral or the schwa sound, the in accounting, count. Okay, so if you can say the word count. And again, when we do that, we're going to, again, our OU sound here is an ow sound, ow. Okay, not O, but ow. So count, right? Put our N and T together. So we have accounting. And then the last part is the ing, ting, right? So in this word, the important thing is to put the stress in the middle syllable, the count part, okay? So we say accounting. Okay, please repeat after me, accounting. Okay, so finance and accounting. All right, very good. And you can practice any sentence. You could just use the same thing. Use Emily works in accounting. Okay, or if you want to talk about yourself, I work in accounting. Okay, so that is the second one. They got to keep moving along because we're going to cover all seven of these. Let's move on to the next one. The next one also are probably two separate departments, but I'm going to put them in one. We're going to talk about marketing and sales. Okay, so they're related, but sometimes in different departments. So first one is marketing. Of course, marketing is in charge of advertising, promotions, things like that, right? Just to get the name brand out there. And that is typically our marketing department. Now, how do we say that? Okay, so of course we start with our M sound. We start with and our tall A with the R. So it's mar, right? Mar, ket, okay, ket. So we have our K with our flat E sound or short E sound, ket, market, and then the ing, ting, okay, marketing. All right. And so here, where is the stress? In the first, second, or third syllable, where do you hear it? Marketing. Okay, so it's going to be in the first syllable. So that mar sound, okay? So practice again. Marketing. Okay, very good. The other point in marketing is also the last syllable. Instead of the hard T, like the ting, we're going to make it usually a soft T. Again, for these lessons in more specifics, please access my pronunciation course, and we'll talk about the soft T sound. And the soft T is basically, it's like a similar D, okay? So instead of a ting, it's more of a ding, okay? So it's marketing. Okay? and sales. Sales is pretty simple, just one syllable. So again, we're using our S sound plus our natural A, our true A sound, say, and then adding your L and S at the end, sale, sales. And the S at the end is more of a Z sound, right? So we'll say sales. Okay, and when we do our L at the end, remember the L in the ending position, our tongue is going to get tight again at the bottom. And again, you have to tighten that tongue to make that ol sound, right? Ol. Sales. Yeah? So again, just something to practice as you move forward. Marketing and sales. All right. So let's keep moving on. Next, we have information technology. Information technology. So can everybody say information? Okay, so again, we have our in, regular in sound, form, mation. I think everybody can say that word properly, information. Now, where is the stress point? Okay, so it is on the may, if you have that part, information. Okay, very good. And technology. So technology, of course, we start with our first part, tech. Hopefully everybody can say that. It's more like a T-E. K sound, so it sounds like tech. Na, okay, so here we have a flat O sound, okay, so it's not techno, it's techna. Knowledge, okay, so again, and the la is going to be more of a schwa sound, a kind of a neutral sound. Technology, again, G is just like saying the letter G at the end, okay, and where's the stress, where's the emphasis point on technology? So it's going to be on that na part, okay? Technology. Okay, please repeat. Technology. Okay, all together. Information technology. Okay, very good. Now, of course, a lot of you know, well, a lot of us are going to just abbreviate it to IT. So, pretty simple. IT. So, I work in IT. I work in information technology. Okay, so that is that one. A few more here, okay? Three more quickly. So the next one is research and development. So that one, that's usually put together. So research and development is a common department. So make sure you practice that one. So of course we have research. So again, like we had resources, we're going to start with re, and this time just have search at the end. Now when we say search, we're going to work on that ER sound, right? So that ER sound is er. Okay, so re-sir. Okay, and then ending up with a ch sound, a ch sound. Research. Okay, so try to get that ER. That's going to be the tricky part for a lot of you. Research. Okay. And development. Okay, so this is going to be our flat E, dev, devel. Okay, so two flat E's there, two develop. So that's a kind of a neutral sound, develop, meant. And where's the stress on that one? So it'll be on the vel, okay? Development, research and development. Okay, please repeat, research and development. All right, very good. And of course, as you know, some people will abbreviate this one as well to R&D. Okay, so this one we need the and in the middle, R&D. Okay, so just remember to put that and in there. That's a common department that is put together, R&D. All right, two more guys, let's get to it. The next one is customer service. Customer service. Most companies have a customer service department. So how do we say that? Well, here we have our first C with a flat U sound, K. So again, that's similar to a schwa sound, a neutral sound, K. Cus, cust, okay? Custa, and then the T is again more of a neutral sound, custa, not custo, but customer. And again, putting it with that ER sound, customer. Okay, so where is the stress? It is on the first syllable, cus, okay? So customer, customer. And service, okay? Sir, again, that ER sound, sir, and then vis. It's our flat I with the V sound. Okay, so practice that V. Again, your top two teeth tucking under your bottom lip. This. Okay, this. Service. Okay, so really practice that one too. Service. Customer service. Okay, so that one, we don't abbreviate. We just say customer service. And the last one, this is just one word, very simple. This is legal. Legal. So what is, we forgot to discuss customer service. That's pretty self-explanatory. Customer service, of course, deals with customers pretty much after the purchase, sometimes before the purchase, but usually it's after someone purchases your product or service. They want to have questions, or they ask questions about it, or maybe they have some type of problems or troubleshooting they want to cover, and that's when they call customer service. Legal department handles all the legal information, the legal documents. Maybe they have lawyers on staff. It just depends on the size of your company. But legal is very simple. So again, well, simple in that it's one word, but it has two L's. Okay, so you have to make sure you get down the L in the first position. Lee. Lee. Okay, so remember, you're working that tongue, putting your tongue at the top of your mouth and then saying Lee. Okay, and then gull. And remember, it's not gal. Okay, it's a, again, this is a schwa sound. This is a gull. Okay, legal. And of course, the emphasis is on the first syllable, Lee. Okay, so that's why the second part is more not pronounced as strongly. Legal. Okay, she's in the legal department. All right. So that is, it's a lot of things to cover in one episode, I know, but it's good to practice speaking these departments. So let's review them quickly, and then we'll wrap up this episode. So again, please practice your pronunciation. The first one was human resources. Next, we have finance and accounting. Next, marketing and sales. Next, information technology or IT. Next, we have research and development or R&D. Next, we have customer service. And finally, legal. All right, so that is our episode for today. Please practice, get those pronunciations down. If you need to slow it down, go ahead and do that. Slow yourself down and then work up your speed as you get comfortable and work those mouth muscles. That's what pronunciation is all about. It's working your mouth muscles. Your mouth should be tired. Actually, my mouth is pretty tired at this point. So please practice until your mouth muscles get tired. And that means you are improving. You are getting it down. Okay, if your native language is much different than English, it's going to take a lot of muscle training. And I'm not emphasizing, it does take some muscle training in your mouth to really get these sounds, to get your pronunciation down. But the good news is once you have it down, your muscles will remember the movements. So it's just this hard part of the beginning. So remember to get it down, practice, and then you will be awesome when you're communicating in business. All right, so that is all for today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's good to get back into pronunciation. And again, just go to businessenglishpower.com or even alsensei.com for more information on the pronunciation course if that's something you would like to get more into, and I would love to see you there. But thanks so much for listening today. We're going to wrap it up on this episode of Business English Power. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your business.